It's from ESPN. Their great basketball insider, Brian Windhorst, joins us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Brian, thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for making it work for me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. James Harden's comments after the Rockets lost to the Lakers last night. It's obviously not the first time in recent years we've heard a Rockets player make statements about Scott Foster. I mean, how serious of a problem is this in your eyes for the league, for the Rockets, for James Harden, and for the officials?
Let me scan the landscape for sympathy for James Harden and officiating. I'm scanning. I'm not seeing any out there outside Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
So we've seen this occasionally with officials and particular teams. Joey Crawford and the Spurs comes to mind, where teams feel like an official has it out for them or whatever. And it's really kind of a mental weakness, in all honesty, because when the Rockets see that Scott Foster is on their game, they seem to get a little bit psyched out. And, you know, let me tell you why that's not a good idea, because Scott Foster routinely ranks as one of the top officials in the league. No matter what you think, and you can criticize the NBA all you want, he is going to be working games all the way through the playoffs, and he's going to be working games in the finals. This is a guy, this is one of their, you know, three or four guys who they trust enough to put on multiple games in the finals. And so that's just the reality. And so, if you watch last night's game, James Harden ran over the Lakers. There were charges.
Mm-hmm. Four of them.
Do I think it's really strange that he would foul out and Chris Paul would foul out? Yeah, man, they could play 1,000 games. That could happen one time. Do I think it's suspect that the Rockets played the last 20 minutes without a free throw? Yes, I do. There were definitely plays where they could have gone to the foul line. Do I think that Scott Foster had any effect on the outcome of that game? No, I do not. James Harden was 2 of 10 on threes. The Lakers were not worried about his shooting, so they played for the drive and set up for charges. And when he did drive and they collapsed on him and he didn't run over somebody, when they passed the ball out, his guys did not hit shots. That he had wide open shooters. P.J. Tucker missed two or three wide open looks in the corner. I think they went like 1 of 10 or 2 of 11 in the fourth quarter on three-pointers. I know that that's not fun to talk about. That's not what the Rockets want to talk about. Yeah. They don't want to talk about those missed threes. It was just a game where the Rockets didn't execute well, and they were frustrated with the officiating, and there was reason to be. But I don't think that this is some sort of grand conspiracy. I think that Scott Foster is a hard ass. And I think that that it bothers the Rockets, and it probably bothers other teams, but that's reality.
Yeah, Brian, I'm curious what you think about this. Kevin Durant went off on the media for being obsessed with where he's playing next and the New York rumors, and yet there he was in the hallway with Kyrie Irving in that video that we all kind of obsessed about. You find some hypocrisy in that, and what do you make of that particular scene and this trend that it seems like people are getting a little bit worn out from it all?
You know, I don't know if it's hypocrisy. Here's the thing. Like, as a person, like you and me talking, like, do I think it's strange and uncomfortable that everybody would be obsessed on where we're going to work in a year? Yeah, I think that is probably very irritating. But here's the thing. Durant and Kyrie have accepted themselves and embraced themselves not as, regular people, but as brands. They have signature shoes. They have movies. They have, in Durant's case, there's a television show coming out. There are millions of Warriors fans. There are millions of Celtics fans. There are millions of Knicks fans. It's an $8 billion industry. The reality is when you become a brand in a situation like that, you don't, get to enjoy the same scenarios. And I'll just say this. Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are free to announce that they are not going to play together for the Knicks or anywhere next year. I did not hear Kyrie say that when he was attacking the preposterousness of the situation. He is free to say that and shut it down. He elected not to do so.
Yeah, and kind of along those lines, we're talking to Brian Windhorst of ESPN here on Bickley and Murata. In in Kyrie Irving's dealings with the Boston media after that whole scene transpired, there are some, and some people from your very network that have maybe suggested Kyrie Irving using that against the Boston media as a way out of town. See, I'm too scrutinized here. I need to move on. What do you make of that?
I covered Kyrie in Cleveland, and he hated me. So he didn't like all the Cleveland media either. So, no, I don't think that has anything to do with that. I don't think leaving Boston, if that's what he tries to do, is because of the media. The media in New York will irritate him if that's where he plays. The media, if he goes to, you know, Sheboygan, Wisconsin, would irritate him. It's the nature of the game. But it's a game that he is fully immersed in. It is not applied to him without choice. He joined it and does so with choice.
Yeah.
Brian, I'm curious. We've asked you a time about the Suns and the league-wide perspective, but here we are. The basketball team's won 11 games. They added the number one pick in the draft, and they're even worse than last year, and they might set a record for the worst team in franchise history. Do you have any updated thoughts on where this is all going? James Jones has made some good moves, but there have been some moves where he's just discarded potential assets, and nobody really has any idea where this thing is going any more than we have for the last 9 years. Do you have any updated thoughts on what you're seeing out of Phoenix?
Still don't have a point guard.
Yeah.
It's not a well-run team. It hasn't been a well-run team in a long time. And it's not a well-run team that has not gotten a lot of breaks, but it's not a well-run team. They've whiffed on a couple of top five picks, which, by the way, that happens. The 76ers whiffed on some. In fairness to James, let's give him some time if he is indeed the guy who's going to be. I mean, I think he's the guy, but I'm not 100% certain that's been firmly announced that he will be the leader of the organization going forward for all time. In fairness to James, in 2 years when he's actually had an opportunity to build the team, I may be saying differently. I may be saying that it is a different scenario. But, I mean, it's not a well-run team. I don't need to go blow by blow. you guys know exactly what happened.
Yep.
That's the bottom line. And it's not a well-run team that has an owner that does not have a good reputation. And if Robert was on here, he could probably defend himself and everything like that. I'm just here to tell you, he does not have a good reputation. And that impacts who he's able to hire, and in some cases it impacts who he's able to sign. And that's just the reality of the situation. And I always say the one thing that the Suns have that, other organizations don't, that the Indiana Pacers don't enjoy, that the Milwaukee Bucks don't enjoy. People want to play in Phoenix. This is why the Lakers have always had a chance to rebound faster than anybody when they've rebuilt. They play in L.A. People want to be in L.A. People want to be in Phoenix. It is a wonderful place to spend the NBA season. And that is an advantage that if they could ever get their feet on the ground, they could use to exploit to become great again. It's one of the reasons why they became great the last time around, because Steve Nash wanted to play in Phoenix. And so that's a great advantage that they have. They just have to activate it, because right now that's slumbering.
Brian Windhorst of ESPN, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Final thing before we let you go, Brian. LeBron has flipped the intensity switch. They get the win over Houston. They're back to 500. They're still 2.5 games out of that last playoff spot in the West. Does your gut tell you that they make it? And kind of a related question, how badly does the NBA need the Lakers with LeBron in the playoffs for television rating purposes?
Well, to me, they're not really chasing the 8 spot. They're chasing the 7 spot.
Okay.
You get the 8 spot, it's just really you get to spend another week in the league for the season.
Yeah.
So the 7 spot, no offense to the Nuggets or the Thunder, I think their options open a little bit. I think they've got more of a fighting chance.
Yeah, true.
If LeBron is going to be great, they have a chance. Last night, for example, LeBron was middling in the first half. He was okay, and they were behind. In the second half, he was great. If they get that guy who was in the second half routinely for the next 2 months, they'll make it. If they don't, they won't, because at the end of the day, really, they're just an average team. They're an average team that's had injuries. If they didn't have injuries, maybe they'd be in the 6th spot, and that's still an average team. Mm-hmm. But they're just an average team, and the only way they can really elevate out of average on a day-to-day basis. I mean, in any one night, you may have a game where you hit a bunch of threes, or you have a game where Brandon Ingram is hot or Kyle Kuzma is hot. But the only way they can elevate out of average is if LeBron is great. So that's really where it is, and that's why they got him, and that's why his reputation is where it is, and he can do it. I firmly believe he can do it, but he's not at the top of his game right now. Mm-hmm. He's not great every night. We talk again in 3 weeks, and he's averaging 35, 12, and 9 over the last 8 games, and they're 7-1,
sure,
which I think is very possible. It's a different conversation.
Brian, thanks so much. Always appreciate you making time for us. Hopefully we can do it again soon.
Take care, guys. Have a good weekend.
You too. Brian Windhorst, ESPN, NBA insider, our guest here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. That's Coulter Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Nissan, and Infiniti.